On today's Technobabble, director tips for camera ops.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now, here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hey everyone, welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. By the way, if you'd like to interact with this podcast, you can give me a call 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO. Drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Or I'm on Twitter at Paul Allen Cliff. That's PaulAlanCliff. Just one F there. So, we have all kinds of fun stuff for you today. First off, let me ask you to do this. If you are watching this on YouTube, or if you are listening to this on the website or watching it on trinitydigitalmedia.com, one thing you should know is this show records live every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on churchtechcast.com, and I would love to have you join me in the chat room, which I have open just over here to your right, my left, as I'm staring at a monitor. So you can ask your questions, interact, and I try and answer those either during or after the show. Sometimes after the show, I'll just keep the live stream up a little longer and we'll talk about whatever. So that's something else that you can do. You can also subscribe to the show. If you go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/TNOB for Technobabble, you can find all the information there, the iTunes link, the regular RSS feed link, if you're not an iTunes kind of person, and subscribe to it and get this show automatically every week when I release it, so you don't have to remember to come back or anything. So that's just a little ninja tip there for everyone. So let's get started with today's topic. As a videographer, there are just little things that I notice as I do video things that are kind of hardwired into my RAM. They're just in there. And I'm always thinking, okay, where can I bring information to my audience? Where can I make it better for you guys and gals? So here are a few things that I have jotted down on my ever so cool list. It's actually an envelope, but whatever works, right? So let's go through these five tips, and if anything else occurs to me, I'll add that in as well. So first off, allow extra time in your shot. So you're a camera operator. This is the perspective that I'm coming from. You're a camera operator. What would your director like you to know that perhaps he or she just isn't thinking about at the time? But boy, if a camera operator already knew this stuff, this would make it easier on me. So that's the perspective that this is coming from. So, first thing, allow extra time in your shot. So, a lot of times, you'll see a camera operator who breaks away from the shot immediately when the director says that the other shot is taken. allow just an extra second or two, because if for some reason your camera, your director chooses to use the T-bar, do a cross dissolve, something like that, they need just a little extra space so that the shot doesn't immediately break while they're transitioning. And it gives them extra time if they say, take three, for example, and what they really mean is dissolve to three, and there's a cross dissolve. This is especially the case if they are both the director and the technical director on a given week. So don't linger for minutes and minutes, but I'm thinking, you know, an extra second or two where you hesitate, you say, okay, I'm not off, I'm not on, and you break away from the shot. That could be very beneficial. Another thing is if you're doing IMAG, that's image magnification, where the camera is on the screen and you can see the screen, just keep an eye to it. I don't mean exclusively. What I mean is just as you get your shot, also think, oh, that's the exact same shot that someone else has. So unless your director called for it specifically, and there's tons of directorial styles, some people are very specific in how they call shots. Other people, depending on the setup of the room and whether they're in it or not, sometimes they'll depend more on the camera operator to get a good shot. So that matters as well. So that's the second thing I want you to do, is keep an eye to the screen so that you can get good shots that are helpful. Next thing, listen hard. And what I mean by listen hard is that it's easy to get distracted in worship. It's easy to, let me see, how can I think of this? It's easy to just get caught up in other things, what's going on stage, what's going on in the room. Just pay real close attention. Try and think of your camera number as if it is your own name. So this is really helpful if week in and week out you're on the same camera. I did that for about 6 months, and I think if someone yelled out two right now, I would probably still turn. I mean, it kind of became my own name. So that's helpful if you're listening very, very hard and paying a lot of attention to your director, so that whatever that person says that they need, you can provide it as quickly as possible, or you can stop movement when you need to stop, or start it when you need to start, etc. Next thing, I want you to plan your shots. So if you're doing a moving shot that hasn't been specifically asked for by the director, but you're trying to be helpful and your director's cool with that, I want you to have a firm starting spot. I want you to have an idea, okay, this is where I'm starting, and I want you to have a firm stopping spot. Oh, okay, this is where my shot is stopping. And if you have an idea where it begins and where it ends, then getting from point A to point B should be fairly straightforward. Sometimes I've seen people that start a shot and they don't know where it's going. They don't have a plan. Along the same line, always have an out. So sometimes I've been on a roaming camera. Here I am putting up my hand as though I'm on a camera. So I've been on a roaming camera and someone has backed into my shot. And so all of a sudden I have a shot of someone's rear as they have backed into my shot. For some reason, our worship team, the people on it, tend to move forward and back as opposed to side to side. I don't know why forward and back, but they do. So if I'm getting kind of a sideways shot and I've got an electric guitar in the shot, and then the acoustic guitarist backs up as he's playing, sometimes that I'll get his rear end in the shot. Now, what I do is I make it look like I did that on purpose by then panning right to the front side of him and focusing on his guitar, or focusing on him if he's singing, things like that. So always have in the back of your head, okay, if the shot that I'm trying to get, which could have been from electric guitarist to bassist, is interrupted by, say, a backing up acoustic guitarist, maybe I can then go to the acoustic guitar and make it look like I meant to do that. And sometimes that really, really, really matters. So plan your shots and have an out if the shot gets broken somehow or messed up, as opposed to being freaked out when someone's rear end is in your shot, or if someone who is on their knees worshiping, you know, that happens sometimes where they'll just drop to their knees and you've got a great shot, and then all of a sudden they stand right up and then you've got a good shot of their midsection, which could be distracting. So always have in mind, okay, where could they go and what could I shoot if they do that? So that's something else to keep in mind. And finally, this is something that I want you to think of, again, from the director's perspective, is you want to lead up, but don't resist. Now, what do I mean by lead up and don't resist? I mean that if there's a problem, I want you to humbly point it out and be okay with doing it the director's way. So we have a fairly new director at our church who's great at IT, and he's just learning some of the video direction stuff. And during worship, he was calling for me to keep with the rule of thirds, but ignore nose room. So what I mean by that, and if you're watching the video, you can see this, is he would direct me to get a shot like this. And in this shot, if you're just listening to the audio, you can't see this, but my nose is pretty close to the edge of the screen. And in the third behind my head, there's plenty of room. So I told him, you know, hey, do you know anything about nose room? And he said, no, I've never heard of that. And I said, okay, lead room or nose room is room in front of someone's face or eyes where the edge of the screen looks, it's very powerful and it draws your eye. So if the person's eye is looking at the edge of the screen, your eye looks at the edge of the screen like, what are they looking at? And that's kind of distracting. But if you leave some space, you assume, oh, there's just something off screen, and you don't think as much about it. So I helped him learn a little bit, and he quit doing that. But I didn't demand, hey, this is the way you have to do it. I can't believe you're so stupid. What's wrong with you? Blah, 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 blah. That's not the attitude you want to take. You want to take a humble attitude of, hey, did you know? This is something that might be helpful. And that's for everything. Hey, did you know? Hey, it's really hard for me to get focus when you take me so quickly when I zoom in. Hey, did you know that holding a steady shot is virtually impossible without a tripod when I'm zoomed in all the way across the room? The hey, did you know kind of perspective might be very helpful to you. So let me ask you, what kinds of things have I mentioned? If you're a director, what are things that you wish your camera operators knew? Go ahead and leave me some feedback, and I will absolutely include that in the future. if you are a camera person, what is something that you have learned that you think that other camera people need to know? Again, give that to me in the feedback, and we'll talk about that on a future show. Next week, we're going to talk about Vimeo versus YouTube, and tomorrow on the question and answer show, I've got plenty of questions that we're going to be answering. Feel free to, again, drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Leave me a voicemail, 1-877-763-3246, or hit me up on Twitter, @PaulAllenCliff, with questions. Next week, I've got a great, fun lineup. We're going to be talking on Tech Help for Churches about free podcast hosts and their limitations. On Creating Church, we're going to be talking about producers. On Eternity Changers, we're going to be talking about marketing and how it's not a dirty word. And again, I've already told you about what we'll do on this show next week. So I hope that all those topics and the ones that I talked to you about today really help you as you, as part of your church, go out and change eternity. Till next time, I'm Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.